Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Here at the Ag Media Summit in Portland, Oregon, I'm speaking in this interview with Joy Watson, who is communications manager with BASF. And Joy, BASF has a real significant presence here with the media that are showing up. And these are mostly publication editors in large part, although there's some of us who have made that transition to the internet too. I guess I'd like to just chat with you a little bit about what all you are doing out here, because I think it's interesting some of the approaches you're taking and some of the methods you're using to reach out to the media. So maybe first of all, give us a little rundown about the kinds of things that you're doing.
Well, thanks. We're doing several things. We are a gold level sponsor this year, and included in that is our sponsorship of the Media Room. This will be our third year sponsor in a Media Room, and it has all kinds of equipment, internet access, fax, phone service, a few snacks and beverages. Gives folks a quiet place to work during the conference. We felt it was important. We do this type of thing at other events, and we thought it just made sense to offer this service during this conference, and we feel that it's very well attended, and folks use it and have appreciated it, and so we're very glad to do that. As well, we have a booth at the Info Expo, so we will be talking about ClearMax, the new Clearfield product, as well as Headline and our plant health initiative. We'll also be talking about our new insecticide, Alverde. And so we have lots to talk about there. We also are sponsoring breaks. We'll have a reception tomorrow night for Key Media. Folks should have gotten an invite to that as well.
Well, that is significant, and it really shows, I think, a commitment to how, you know, involved you are in terms of working with the people who will be attending here. One of the things that you're doing, which I find fascinating, have since you started, is podcasting. I will be teaching a little class here tomorrow where we're going to talk about that. So seeing a company like BASF doing that obviously caught my eye. You had a recent episode of your podcast, and that was a way to reach out to media to invite them to come by.
We, in the last year, have really taken a look at how we are communicating and with all types of audiences. And, of course, media is one of our main audiences. And what mediums are they using now that we can also use to make getting our message to them easier for them? And, of course, we as a company pride ourselves on our technology leadership within the agricultural industry as well as the chemical industry. And this is just another way for us to look at technology from a different perspective, utilizing all the different mediums that are available to us.
Well, I certainly had my earbuds in on the plane coming out, listening to my iPod. In fact, the Ag Media Central podcast, that's where I listened to it, was actually kind of on the plane on the way. And I noticed at least one other participant that had their iPod with them on the plane. So it's definitely in use, and it's obvious to see that. Talking about the Info Expo here and the type of product information that you want to communicate with the media who are here, you mentioned a couple of the different products that are in a particular focus right now. Anything that you might want to say here about those products in particular and how or what kinds of information you'll be able to communicate here at this conference with the media who are attending?
Well, certainly we have some new products that I mentioned earlier, ClearMax and Alverde being those two. We also have some tried and true products in our portfolio. We have all kinds of background information on those. With our newer products, we have some information that folks probably haven't seen before, and we'll be able to tell them what crops those will be useful in. We also have some other opportunities, hopefully, for future interviews for folks down the road. We'll have what we call hot sheets, so they'll have sort of some sound bites that'll let you know where we are going as far as our messages, and hopefully that will tie into these folks' editorial calendars. They can make plans. We hope that when we leave, we've talked to everyone and sort of know what their priorities are and can match those up so that we make sure we have the information for them that they need to write a good story.
So besides yourself, anybody else from the company that will be here?
Yes, my cohort, Kay Ifner, who manages our Corn Belt Communications, will be here as well as myself. And, of course, our folks from Quarry will be here, Chris Davison and Dan Muse, and Amanda Ruth We'll also be here answering questions and hopefully providing information for folks to take back with them and develop stories.
Well, and one more thing I want to touch on for the media, you also have a specialized website developed for media called Ag Media Central. I know I'm a registrant, I guess you would say, and I suppose that there probably are still some who have not yet registered. Maybe they're not aware of it. Tell us a little bit about the website that you have developed for media.
Well, the website, agmediacentral.com, is totally dedicated to providing information about BASF and our products to the media. We don't want it to be a portal of all types of information. We just want it to be about BASF because we have often a lot of questions, and we want to make it available 24/7. We know folks are often working on tight deadlines and they need some access to information. It also fits within our overall strategy to make communicating easier and more effective for all of our audiences, including the media. And so it allows us a venue for our podcast. It also allows us to put timely information on there so that we can do that very quickly as far as news releases and other information that might happen. So it is a good place, not to take the place of our personal contacts with those folks, but in case they need something, they're on a tight deadline, hopefully they'll be able to find it there.
Well, speaking as a blogger who has multiple daily deadlines, and I don't know if they're even deadlines. I just am committed mm-hmm. to putting out information quickly, and it's, you know, part of what I think makes it valuable or interesting to people to visit frequently, especially. One of the pet peeves I've always had is I get a news release, and then I can't find it on somebody's website. It's always nice to have a picture, because a picture mm-hmm. tells 1,000 words, and I can write 1,000 words, but that picture might mm-hmm. say more than I can. So I think that's one of the things that I like about having something like what you're doing as a reporter myself. It gives me a great resource to go to when I'm looking for something, whether it's a logo, image, pictures, and there are so many companies that don't think of this. I wonder how much they're losing out in terms of possible coverage online or not, because you put high-res versions of photos in there, correct?
Correct. And certainly it's an evolving process for us as we learn a little bit more. We like to try to keep things updated. We try to explore new opportunities and new methods. That's, you know, obviously the podcasts are something new that we are learning more and more about and hopefully becoming more successful in being able to give information. Photography is always sort of the bane of existence for a lot of our companies to keep new photos out there, but we're, you know, I think there's a great opportunity in the internet for us to kind of take advantage of having that 24/7 access for folks and to utilize that properly. It takes a lot of thought and preparation, but we are certainly trying to do that as best we can, but we're always looking for new and improved ways to do it.
Well, I understand from the Ag Media Summit you're going to be putting some images on the site as well.
We will. Hopefully during the course of this summit, folks will be able to log on and see pictures from the summit itself, and then afterwards, again, continued updated information.
Well, and I think we probably would be remiss not to mention this, too. You work with an agency, and that's Quarry Communications, I believe. Maybe you could just describe how you interact or work with them in the development and maintenance of a site like Ag Media Central.
Well, as you can imagine, there are lots of moving parts. Yeah. And we rely on Quarry to not only handle a lot of the digital aspects, the functionality, but also writing of the content and working with us to make sure that we're talking to the field folks, getting new information, making sure the photography is added. So they handle a lot of that for us and do a lot of that legwork. And we use their expertise in the digital functionality as well.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know about not just BASF's involvement here at Ag Media Summit, but in general right now that we didn't touch on?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us to help folks understand about BASF is that we are committed to agriculture as a company. We are the world's leading chemical company, and we take that very seriously. We are fortunate to have the backing of a large company. It allows us to weather some of the storms in agriculture, but we are committed, we're here to stay, and we hope that folks will stop by our booth this week and they can learn a lot more.
Well, thank you very much. That's Joy Watson, Communications Manager with BASF. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.